Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, Los Angeles County is trying to speed up hiring so it can staff the state's new mental health care court system. Would you pay for faster traffic during rush hour? LA Metro is wondering if you will. And more than a dozen LA restaurants this week got high fives from top restaurant critics. It's Thursday, June 8th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Los Angeles County is moving to speed up hiring for a soon-to-launch state court program that aims to help people living with mental illness. The story from LAist reporter Robert Garova.
The LA County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to use an emergency declaration on homelessness to expedite hiring for Care Court, a state-mandated program that could coerce more people into treatment. Under Care Court, people living with a serious, untreated mental illness could be referred for a court-ordered care plan. The court intervention could be initiated by a family member, county behavioral health workers, or even first responders. If the care plan fails, the person could be hospitalized or referred to a conservatorship. The county wants to quickly bring on board more professionals to help implement the program, but experts say LA County likely needs thousands more psychiatric beds, too. Tom Scott is executive director of the California State Association of Public Conservators.
You ask any guardian conservator in this state, and we just don't have facilities.
Care Court is set to launch this December. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
LA Mayor Karen Bass will be working away from City Hall for about a week or so. Her office says she's tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor is vaccinated and boosted, said to be feeling fine. She's canceled several public events in the days ahead. Just last weekend, Mayor Bass was attending the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Columbus, Ohio. 300 mayors were in attendance. Speaking of Mayor Bass, her Inside Safe program to get unhoused Angelenos off the street and into shelter or housing fast has now moved into Hollywood. That's the 19th LA neighborhood where Inside Safe is now in place. The mayor's office says since it launched in December, Inside Safe has found housing for 1,200 Angelenos across the entire city, but it's not clear if they are in permanent housing. Last week on Air Talk, Mayor Bass said she'll soon release a report on Inside Safe on how many people it has housed. LA Metro buses and trains are struggling to bring back the riders they lost at the peak of the pandemic. It's not easy. Among the challenges, the perception that public transit isn't safe for women at night and that metro stations have turned into camps for unhoused Angelenos. The State Assembly's Laura Friedman represents much of the San Fernando Valley. She's written a measure that she says will help LA Metro with those perceptions about safety.
I have a bill this year that compels our homelessness agencies to be on public transportation systems to service people who might be homeless or mentally ill, because I don't believe that our transit agencies should stand up their own homeless division.
Laura Friedman, she's running for the congressional seat now held by Adam Schiff. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate. Here's more on transportation. Traffic engineers will tell you we cannot unjam our jammed freeways and boulevards by building more lanes. That's why LA Metro was pondering congestion pricing. You would pay for the privilege of driving on the busiest roads at peak traffic times with the money you pay invested in other ways of getting from here to there. Mark Valianatos is in charge of innovation at LA Metro. He says they're studying where to try congestion pricing and how much to charge.
We're just trying to set the price as low as is needed to have better
flowing roads, and then we'd reinvest it, giving better alternatives to people. And again, that can be more bus service, bus and bike lanes to help people move quicker and safer.
But there's a long way to go before congestion pricing can happen. The LA Metro Board and the state legislature would have to sign off. Among the roads where it might be tried, maybe on the constantly jammed 10 through mid-city LA, or the big boulevards and avenues in downtown LA, or the roads that link Metro Los Angeles with the San Fernando Valley. The LA Metro study on congestion pricing will be out later this summer. After a break, aren't the local mountains nice and green? Yeah, but what happens when all that brush and chaparral dries out? I bet you know.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. A record amount of rain in Southern California this past winter means brush and chaparral in the mountains and foothills. Well, it's growing like crazy. LAist reporter Jackie Fortier says where you see lots of brush and chaparral, you see lots of fuel for wildfires.
Fast-growing chaparral plants like mustard are soaking up the moisture and shooting up in height. But those lush, verdant hillsides will soon dry out, leaving tinder-dry conditions and the potential for flash fires. Those are sudden, intense grass fires that can rip through vegetation and it can be caused by a single spark.
When we talk about grassy fuels and people say, oh, it's grass. But when you're looking at some of this grass, that mustard is 7, 8, 10 feet tall.
That's Los Angeles County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher-Burko.
You know, a hot day, the wind is blowing. We can still see some pretty big fires. We had one in the Antelope Valley that got to 1,300 acres quick, and it was flashy fuels.
SoCal's fire risk will remain low in June, but will likely increase in July as grasses dry out. The record snowpack is melting slowly, which reduces the risk of big wildfires. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
It's been a big week in the LA food world. Three local restaurants won the prestigious James Beard Award. Anajack Thai in Sherman Oaks, Republique in Mid-City LA, and the Echo Park Sake Bar Ototo. Also, the Michelin Guide added 10 Southern California restaurants to its recommended list for 2023. With details on some of them, here's LAist Associate Food and Culture Editor Gab Chevron.
Centro Pasto Bar, which was a pop-up that started in downtown LA and now is currently found in West Adams. You also have Dunsmore in Glassell Park, which is also been getting a lot of attention, and Villas Tacos, another Northeast LA establishment that serves tacos, which started in the owner's grandmother's front yard and recently opened a brick and mortar.
In other words, an actual Villas Tacos restaurant. It's in a strip mall on Figueroa in Highland Park. Gob says all this good news for the LA food scene doesn't mean your neighborhood restaurants don't need your support. They do. So grab a few bucks and check them out. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producer Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app. You can also listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please become an LAist member today at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism make Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.